I want to welcome you to the Town Board Advisory Board dated July 8th, 2025. Can we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The Board and Council may combine two or more agenda items in consideration. The Board Council will remove item from the agenda on a delayed discussion.
Is your mic on?
No.
Oh.
I figured they all could hear me. There was no one here, but go ahead.
Oh.
Okay.
No, I don't care.
No action may be taken anytime. Any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard on this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commissioners, BCC, and the Floyd County Planning Commissioners, PC, for the final action. Please turn off all and mute cell phones or other electrical devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room, and you may come back in at any time. Please take all, then we go to, we have the board members. We're missing Susan Phillips tonight. Can I get a vote for the attendance? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And then we have introductions. Thank you. Public comment. This is a period devoted to the comments of the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You may be afforded the opportunity to speak to individual public hearing items in the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board or Council about items within the jurisdiction must not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comment section at the end of the meeting. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to this podium. We just have a mic right here. If applicable, please state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If a member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairman, board, council, by majority vote. Can I get approval for the minutes for June 24th, 2025?
Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes for June 24th, 2025.
I have a motion to approve the minutes for June 24th, 2025. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Can I get a motion for the agenda for July 8th, 2024, or 25th, sorry.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, July 8th, 2025, with one item, number 6, held for no date, UC 250439, SLH, Procyon, LLC.
Can I get a motion for the agenda and the hold on number 6? For July 8th, 2025. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. But item number 6 is deleted from the agenda. It's not held.
Deleted as
okay,
it
so.
Has not been notified.
Okay.
It has not been notified. So
I'll make a motion to delete item number 6 from the agenda for July 8th, 2025. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Do we have any information? Any items? No? Okay, moving on to the agenda. Is the applicant for one? Agenda item number 1 here. Seeing it, we're going to hold it till the end of the meeting. Is the applicant for number 2 here? Do we have one for
them? Agendas are right up there.
Oh, they're right there.
So let's make sure you're not 1.
Yeah.
Are we good to move on from number? You're not 1 or 2, right?
I'm just trying to make sure it would not look like it.
Okay. So is the applicant for item number 2 here? We're going to have to hold to the end. Is applicant for 3 on the agenda here? Okay. Hi. Welcome. Let me read into record, then I'll let you present. AR 250063 UC 220461 IT Investment LLC used with a use permit second application for review for parking lot waiver of development standards for the following: eliminate street landscaping, 2, eliminate parking from landscaping, 3, reduce setbacks or increase fence height, and 5, require trash enclosure. Design review for the parking lot on a 1.9 acres in a CR commercial resort overlay, generally located north of Hacienda Avenue and west of Dean Martin within Paradise. Welcome.
Good evening, members of the town board. For the record, John Burnett.
Yes, please.
I'm sorry, I got
John Burnett.
Okay.
B-U-R-N-E-T-T-E.
Thank you.
Here tonight, representing the LBC Defense Company, the petitioner for the site. The item that's familiar is because it's been before you on two previous occasions. And that also the item really outlining to the detail of what the history is of the site. First, before the board, November of 2022, for use permit, design review, and a series of waivers and development standards for the site, but it hasn't mentioned it. The site in this case is a parcel, it's an off site parking lot whose sole purpose is to serve the needs of the city. I'm Dean Martin, the Northwest Corner Dean Martin, and the abandoned little section is not there, it's still right away. Hacienda 3, but we're going to have to encourage. Site involves use as a parking lot to function as the ride share lot for the state. And so this was before the board in November of 2022. As I mentioned, it was approved. This design review was approved along with the series of waivers and development standards. The board recommended at that time to be brought back following a year for the application review. That was before the board in June of 2023. And at that time, the item was approved with two conditions, the new substantive item. Condition on that agenda was to make essentially a payment in lieu of installing a street based on landscaping. The payment was determined by a form that was provided by the town staff, subsequently incorporated in Title 30, and given a 2-year period to come back for a subsequent application review. That's the subject of this proposal tonight on Tuesday, next Wednesday. And as you can see from the background, we have satisfied the previous conditions of the board shortly after the June 2023 meeting. We have written a check to the county called the exact amount. It was in excess of $10,000 and $50,000. With the payment in lieu of putting in the street based on landscaping, it's really the backup of the item, and that'll essentially be my report to the board next week.
Thank you. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, we're closing it to the public and open it to the board.
No one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just informed that applicant for the second item of, is it you? Okay, no worries. Come on up. Let me read it, and then you can present. UC 250426 Reno Arville Associate LP Pentathon LP use permit to allow office and a primary use in conjunction with an existing office warehouse complex on a portion of 3.63 acres. In an IL industrial light zone, generally located on the north side of Reno Avenue and the west of Argo Street within Paradise. Welcome.
Thank you. Let me say two things first.
Can you first do? Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm in the middle of an episode, so if I'm acting like a weirdo,
we can get through it quick. Just I need to have your name and just address really quick, and then we'll.
Sure. So Gary Covey.
Want to spell your last name, please?
COV, as in Victor. E-N-E-Y.
Thank you.
And then the phone number you said, or address. My home address. 5835 South Bronco Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. Okay.
Go ahead. You can make it as quick as you want.
I didn't know I was giving a presentation, but essentially I am just looking to take this basically industrial suits and make them office spaces for the business that I'm doing. I don't know if you have questions for me or what I would.
Okay, let me just,
sure.
Really quick, and then I need to open it to the public, and then we can.
Sure, sure, sorry.
I have to open it to the public. Is there anybody here that would like to speak at this on this agenda? Seeing no one, close to the public, and I'll open it to the board. Does anybody have anything?
If no one has anything, I'll make a motion to approve.
There's a motion on the
floor. Subject to the preliminary staff conditions.
Sorry, it's going to beat you. There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And you move forward. You're good to go.
Okay, thank
I'm
you.
Sorry you're in so much pain.
Of course. It becomes an episode. Like,
I hear
way
you.
And as soon as I start to drive out there.
Be safe.
Thank
you very much.
I'm going to check and make sure the applicant number one did not come in. Are you here? Okay. Okay, come on up. Let me call it into AR254005-9WS230499, section 1910LLC, waiver development standards, first application for review for the following. A loading bay within a side yard of the industrial complex and a reduced drive alley width. Design review for proposed food salmon processing facility in conjunction with an existing office warehouse building in 1.08 acres in a IP industrial zone within the airport overlay, generally located north of Mule Avenue and east of Spencer Street within Paradise. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yep.
Okay.
Name
you
and
can grab that mic and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name and address for her.
Pierre.
You want to spell your last
name? Yes. Wait. 1912 East Morgan. Yes, yes.
Okay. And then what do you have for us to do?
Decision maker. The neighborhood situation, every neighborhood. That's it.
Do you have anything that you would like to present to the board about what you're here to review? So we know why. Do you know why you're here?
No.
Okay. So this is a review of your application that you had prior.
Yeah.
Is there any changes or anything that you want to bring up or that have you read the agenda?
The way. Every step done. We have the last certification. Okay. We have the head painting. Okay. The touch is okay. The contract with the trash is okay.
Right, and that's what we kind of were reviewing earlier, that was it. That's why I was hoping. You didn't have any complaints or anything, so I was making sure you knew why you were here, so that's why I was asking. Okay. Give me just a second. I'm going to open it up to the public. Is there anybody here that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, we're closing it to the public and opening it to the board. So I didn't find in there, maybe I missed it, was there any complaints that was done at all that I found? None. I didn't. Well, it wouldn't be sent out. It would be someone that would make a complaint about the. Yeah, so. Okay, so seeing that, I can make a motion on that if anybody doesn't have anything at the board. Go ahead, Seth.
I have one question. On the waiver development standard, that reduces the width of the loading bay access drive by all the 12 I don't understand how it was moved. You have a picture of it and show me where.
So right now it's just on a review. Yeah, it's already. So what happened was it got approved and he went forward and did his stuff. Now he's just back for a review. So basically it's just reviewing his applicant that he didn't have any issues or prior.
Okay.
So we're just all catching up. So. So it's just a basic review of his applicant after a year of being in the position that he's in. So nobody? Okay. With no other, do you have any other questions?
No.
Okay. Good. I will make a motion. With preliminary staff conditions, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, you're good. Thank you. Have a good night. Okay, item number, we're on four, right?
Correct.
Applicant, are you for four?
Yes.
Okay, I'll read it in, then you can present. UC250437, Valquez Adams and Maya Lozena, P, use permit. For a home occupation, waiver of development standards, increase the height of the proposed accessory structure in conjunction with the proposal single-family residential of 1.05 acres in a RS to a residential single-family zone, generally located on North Pama Lane and east of Pecos Road within Paradise. Hi. Can you give your name and address, please?
Master Galaccio. 1025 South
33. I'm going to have to interrupt you. I'm going to need your spelling.
Okay.
Do you want him on the mic?
No, his
okay.
Carries
well.
Good. NASCO, NASKO.
Okay.
Galaccio, B as in boy, ALA, K, T as in Tom, CH, IE, B as in Victor.
Okay, thank you.
My name is NASCO. Like I said, I'm the architect representing. Adam Vasquez and his wife, we're designing a 5,000 square foot custom home on this 1 acre parcel. And in addition to the home, we're designing a 4,900 square foot accessory structure that is not compliant with the over height limits. So we're limited to the height of the residence, but within this accessory structure, we're going to be fitting a trapeze or a circus. So we need to get that 35-foot clear height where it's the structure indoors. In addition to that, we're asking for a home occupation permit to be able to run private lessons within that range of property. And we've set it back pretty far. This is a site plan that we're going to take for that. So here you can see family with free access. These two drivers are existing, that was moving. And then this is the residence here that the train structure set over 100 feet back to the property line, so it's really not going to be in sight from the street. And this is kind of a cross section showing the relationship of the residence structure right here and the train structure in the back. And that's sight line of first.
Okay. Let me just. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? You have to step up and do the mic and give your name and address, please, and thank you.
Can I pick this thing up?
Yes, please. Unless you want to project, either way.
My name is Jay May. Is it turned on? So, yes, it says it's on. Now am I on? No. Now am I on?
There you go.
Yes, no. Hello.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I live at 3730 Pamela Lane. I have home there. I've been there about street that I own also. I have a lot that he forces in along Panama Lane. Panama Lane is about 3/8 of a mile off of Vegas. It goes down and goes down to where Sandhill comes back. And the street is owned by the owners of the, we maintain the street. It's not owned by the city. So we do our own maintenance on it. There is no commercial business there. There is no school there. There are 10 houses, or 11 houses on my side of the street, and a couple more on the other side of the street. They're all pretty big size houses, and they're all worth a whole bunch of money. The last thing that anybody in this street wants, I've talked to a good number of citizens very recently, nobody wants their children's school there, which is really what they're presenting. I didn't hear anything about it, but I got my papers from it. They have built other schools. Here's some documents, kind of what they have. They built two or three of them. That's the gymnastics school of sorts. This is a commercial project. This is not a new home that they're trying to build. Everybody on the street knows exactly what they're doing as a business. And it's ridiculous. They're trying to take a very quiet neighborhood with a very quiet private road that doesn't see 50 cars a day with the people who live there. Go into it. I know every neighbor, I know every child, and everybody on the street knows everybody else, and nobody wants this. They have been, some of the people were talked to by these people, but they didn't represent what they're actually trying to do. This is much beyond just getting a little service. They have a school. They have other schools. And it's just not one or two people. I'm here to say that I am certain that nobody who knows this is going to happen, who lives on that street, is going to be able to come.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this item?
Yes, I will.
Name and address, please.
Adam Baskin, 2731 Sandalwood Avenue, Henderson, 8907.
You have to direct, please speak to them. Yeah.
So my name is Adam Baskin, and God willing, this will be me and my wife's future beautiful home that our parents have built. We love this property. I love the area. I love the community. We've been here since 94. I am a circus artist since the 1800s, and my family has been in the circus. I have plenty of relatives that are on the strip. They are all at Cirque du Soleil. We have just about a perfect record of our family name and circus in Cleveland. Now, with all due respect of saying this is going to be a circus school, this is not going to be a circus school. I do run a circus school at a different gymnastic center. What will be happening here is the opportunity for us not to be outside at 200 degree weather, trying to be on a flying trapeze. There are other places with flying trapezes inside, some outdoor, some have an absolute. This building is going to be very quiet. Nobody will ever know what's going on in it. And the reason I'm asking for a proper home use application is because I would like to every now and then have 3 or 4 people come in and have a private lesson in our building, since it has the height, the proper height, to do what we want to do. I am not looking forward to have any more than 3 or 4 students at a time, or having 50 students coming in on that property. We love that property. My kids have been going to look at those courses. We've met several of the owners. Nobody has said anything negative about what we mentioned to them. And I am not looking forward to do any kind of former school out of this building. This building is going to be used for what it's intended to, which is have me and my family being able to train and ever so often have a private lesson in this. I am not looking forward, like he said, the streets are not properly on that road and promenade. I would love to see how we can all get together and have brand new streets. I actually want the community to be a better community, to be a better street, and to keep that neighborhood really quiet. That's why we love that property. Otherwise, my wife and I would look for a different place to live in.
Okay. Thank you. Does anybody else like to speak on this item? Seeing no, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. I personally feel that where you want to position this, and I was shocked that I didn't see neighbors on this one, or we didn't have more letters from neighbors, or you didn't present letters from neighbors, because this is a big building. And the area you're at, like he's saying, it's very serene, it has horses, and I understand what you do. You need, it's not like saying that it's a car shop or whatever. You need this big space. I believe this property is too small for that, and I think you're going to intrude on that open space out there. But that's where I feel about it. And then the other thing is, you know that the staff is off on the recommendation denial. Have you read there? So you might want to review that as well. So I guess I have to side more with the neighbors saying that I think this is a large building on that small parcel. And if you had more open space, like you're saying, another piece of property, then it would give them more, you have more space. So that's just my concern. Is there anybody else that wants to speak?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you're right. The neighborhood is absolutely gorgeous. It's beautiful. I would love to be able to build a house in the neighborhood. But I think you're trying to mix residential with commercial a little more than I'd be comfortable with, and I get wanting to work from home, but it's a big ask, and as staff have pointed out, it's not characteristic of the neighborhood, and I think it would be doing more of a disservice to the existing neighborhood, and to come in and impose a structure like this, I don't think it's very responsible, so I don't think I can support it. I would agree. I don't think that I couldn't support it. I mean, staff is saying that there would be a maximum of 10 students. Well, the hours could run from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. What I heard you talk about is a lot about what your family wants. Okay? This business is really overtaking that house. And this is really, to me, way off the rails for a residential area. Particularly, didn't you say that it's a private street?
Yeah. Maintained by that
one. You're bringing in. Yeah. So you're bringing in, could be bringing in up to 10 cars at a time for a business. And I think you need to find a place for your business. This is a residential area. So we have allowed businesses, small businesses, where you maybe have one person coming in at a time. You don't have all kinds of traffic and that sort of thing. And a house raised way up above the rest of the neighborhood. So I can't support that. This is, I think, a very bad precedent for residential neighborhoods.
I agree with that. I'm concerned about the size of the building, of course, but I'm also concerned especially about the traffic and the people that come and go all the time. And you're running from 10 o'clock at night. From 7 a.m. to 10, a long, long time to have people up and down the streets and all of that. I too do not feel it to be in a residential area. I think this is a commercial thing, and I understand your feelings about it, but I can't support it.
Hold on, just a second. Is there anybody else? What would you like? I'm sorry,
Brian. Can we make this item go to job?
Yes. And you can, is that the, what you're with right now to do is withdraw?
Or a day until the next month if
possible. Okay, so I will make a motion to withdraw or hold until next, whenever, do I have to give a date or does he have to,
how do I? Withdraw is going to basically cancel out the application. If you want to hold it, it's a different story.
Yeah, so which?
Whichever is allowed.
Well, yeah, I can't. So which would you, that's why I guess I'm asking.
You would like to obey.
You would like to obey. Okay, so I will make a motion to obey.
So let me get it clear if they obey. What's the consequence?
The definition for.
So we're holding that for 1 week.
Yes? Okay. And perhaps so, give the neighbors time to get together.
Is that your hope is that you can get with the neighbors? Is that okay?
Yes. I received those today.
Okay. So what he's asking is to hold it and give him time to get with the neighbors and see if you guys can. Okay.
I got to about 5 of them today.
Okay. Okay, so that'll be good then, because we're not going to make a decision tonight on it, and we're going to, so obey it until, can I give a date, or do
July,
I, July 29th. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? There you go. Hope you get with your neighbors.
Thank you. Get with the neighbors and maybe the neighbors.
Okay, is the applicant for agenda 5? Hi, how are you? Give me just a second and I'll hear from you. BS250438, Aristocrat Technology, vacant abandonment easement of Intersect to Clark County, located between Patrick Lane and Kircher Drive and Banner Creek Drive and Dean Martin Drive within Paradise. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Philip Dunning, 1904 Tibet Court, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. I'm here on behalf of the applicant owner of this. This was two curb return driveways that were planned, an easement reported, but the civil improvement plans, none of the plans were actually permitted until the construction happened. That was some time ago, and now we're here before you to ask to vacate those easements because that improvement plan is no longer
Is there anybody here that would like to speak on this agenda item?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing no one, I will close it to the public and open it to the board. If nobody has any concerns or would like to speak, I'd like to make a motion to approve a preliminary staff condition. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank
you for coming. And then we're holding six. Applicant, I know you're back there. Are you for seven? Seven, okay. I'm like, you're the last one left. Yes, do you mind if I read them together? I don't think we have objections. To read them together? I'm going to read them together if you don't mind. Okay, BF250453, Edhard, Lawrence, and Anita, vacant and abandonment easement in the intersection of Clark County located between Birmingham Avenue and Bruce Street and Pebble Road and Tornino Avenue and portion of right-of-way being Pebble Road located between Birmingham Avenue and Bruce Street and a portion of right-of-way being Firm Avenue located between Pebble Road and Turin Avenue within Paradise. Item agenda number 8, WF250452, Ernest Lawrence and Anita, waivers of development standards for the following: reduced gross lot area, 2, increased wall height, 3, waiver of site improvements, and 4, allow 2 driveways in conjunction with a single family residence. Design review for a single family detached residence subdivision of a 0.87 acres in an RS20 residential single family 20 zone, generally located north of Pebble Road and west of Berman Avenue within Paradise. Welcome.
Good evening. I'm Greg Bordell, BORG 3747 Paradise. You're representing the applicant. The applicant proposes to build 2 homes on this approximate 2-acre gross parcel, as shown on the overhead. I will tell you that this is a quality development that I've worked with for a number of years. This will be, if anything, very enhancing to the area. Not every home on this rural street from is. Maybe not up to this standard, but maybe this developer could set a new standard. On the vacation, then staff has recommended approval. The applicant has read and understood the conditions and agrees to the conditions. And so that's probably what I have to say. I should have questions about the vacation. Well, I guess I could add why we're doing the vacation. There are government tax leases that are needing to be erased in any way. And by doing the reduction of the abundant streets, the applicant who is a neighbor to do the detached sidewalk, which upon discussion with the commissioner's office, I believe, is the intention and preference of the commissioner's office in this regard. So the effect of the reduction on the width, which is item 2 or 3 on your list, the effect of that is to be detached sidewalks in this area, which, as I said, we can understand that it's a preference to be here. Toward that end, staff, there are 4 waivers in front of you. Staff has recommended approval. The planning staff has recommended approval of 1 and 4. Planning staff has not endorsed numbers 2 and 3. Now, number 2 is a desire to have an 8-foot block wall along the north property line of the overall house. Here, that would accomplish 2 things. One is, since there is a little great difference always on these large lots to deal with, here would enable construction of a single fence height along that, an erratic fall fence height. And in addition, one of the parcels to the north is not of the same standard that is proposed to be built here, and has some unfortunate materials stored on the parcel. And so, by going in the April fence, not only do we solve the issue on the grade difference, which will separately be required to be resolved on using the drainage study, but we're also eliminating visibility of less desirable construction that already exists on the point. On the issue of the waiver as to the off-site improvements, which is one of the elements that staff and staff did not support, we noticed in the recommendation from Public Works that they recommend not the construction of those improvements today, but the signing of off-site improvement agreements to participate in what may in some way be required on the entirety of current care. We're in the present place of world character. Everyone seems to be happy with that. And we would ask that you approve the waiver as to all 4 elements upon the recommendation of Public Works, who are after all responsible for the suit's question, and they indicate that the applicant needs to sign a certain covenant agreement to participate in the future improvement of that suit, which is going to as that may be needed as opposed to natural. And so we would ask that you approve the item subject to the conditions listed by all of the participating entities. Now, again, I have in this meeting, planning staff did not recommend to the board to explain why we think it's desirable. And by agreeing to do what Public Works has asked on the conditions, we resolve things. The underlying problem, there isn't. And that actually pause and take the comments.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one closing to the public and opening to the board. Anybody?
There is a pause in the action, but this is a 4,000 square points. There would be nothing but an advantage to be.
Rather than making the wall taller, 8 feet, I think,
What is the issue with just the landscaping? What would it look better? Why couldn't they provide the privacy?
Oh, you mean for the privacy?
Yeah.
Well, remember, there were two elements to my analysis. One was that, in the sense that we were going to have to pursue to one of the conditions of 21st, resolve what may turn out to be a great difference in the property, that having a continuous eight-foot fence as opposed to a fence that goes up a little bit down the road,
definitely
seems to be prudent. And secondly, it is the issue that, as you can see in the portrayal here, because we're only talking about this more property land, the screening effect would be a
There you go. We couldn't see it because that's okay.
The screening effect would be effective immediately, and landscaping would totally resolve the problem and would ultimately, depending on how much landscaping was maintained, would possibly create the screening issue, but with certain.
So I'm going to do item agenda number 7 first, and we're just going to make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
And then we'll move on to agenda 8. And if nobody has any objections to anything, I will make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
If
preliminary staff.
Are we good? Okay. All in favor? Aye. All opposed? There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your presentation.
I don't mind being fast with the agenda. As speaking of the third and the past, I realize some of you haven't seen the whole project, but you may see me more often. Depending on how my plan is planned.
Well, there you go. Who needs to be retired, right? Thank you. Yes, go ahead. Any general business that we need to discuss? Okay. Comments by the general public, a period is devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council jurisdiction, which will be held. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step into the speaker's podium. If that would clearly state your name, address, please spell your last name for the record. And if any members of the board wishes to extend your length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board council by majority vote. Seeing no one, I'm going to close that section. Our next meeting is dated July 29, 2025. Can I get a motion to adjourn? Motions on the floor to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. You have a nice night.